Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, if you didn't see this, you might have missed this, but here's a little update to the story if you did miss it. Donald Trump's star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood was attacked and destroyed by some lovely social justice warriors somewhere. I mean, these lovely young fascists that we've raised. But a 64-year-old woman of color has taken up the vigil of parking her wheelchair on top of the star so it won't get further attacked. That's right, a black woman, 64 years old, homeless, defending Donald Trump with signs in her hands saying, 30 million illegals here and I'm living in the street. And that's part of Donald Trump's message to social justice warriors. Millions of illegals here while our own people, this woman in particular, in her wheelchair, unable to get the care she needs or a place to stay, or proper food or medicine. And she's handwritten these signs, 20 million illegals, and America's sleep in the street, one of the signs she has in her hand. Let's go to Matt and Okemos on this free-for-all Friday. Matt, welcome to the program.
Yeah, two short things, Steve, is that the reporters go from news to the administration and then back to being lobbyists from the administration or back to news reporters within the liberal Democratic Party, not as much to the Republican. Way more through the Liberal Party, the Democratic. So that's why the corruption's there with the news reporters. The second thing is Hillary is a lawyer, and she will continue to push the law to the limit. And Trump is not a lawyer. He will seek advice about where he can go. And you don't want a lawyer in there. Let me tell you what. They will push it.
Well, we've had plenty of lawyers in Congress, my friend. More than 90% of the people that are in the United States Senate, the United States Congress are lawyers by trade. I think we should have a more balanced look at the nation. Maybe a few plumbers, farmers, tradespeople, teachers, nurses. That would be nice to have those folks in Congress, and not a whole bunch of lawyers that have a ton of money to support each other to run. Matt, I appreciate the phone call. A more rounded, well-rounded Congress would be a hell of a lot more beneficial to you and I. Maybe a couple of talk radio guys could be in there, and women. The phone number here, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. As the WikiLeaks continue to hemorrhage and Freedom of Information Act documents pour out, it has become perfectly crystal clear that the Clinton Foundation was nothing more than a money-making machine for Bill and Hillary and Chelsea and a couple of the members of their close circle. Former presidential candidate, hard left-wing Democrat Dennis Kucinich, the former mayor of Cleveland, formerly ran for president as a Democrat, was a guest on Fox News and talked about the dealings of the Clinton Foundation and that Hillary had given her approval to sell uranium. Uranium One, it's a company responsible for the production of one-fifth of U.S. uranium to the Russian atomic agency Rosatom. As reported by MarketWatch, Hillary and former President Bill Clinton in turn were given large payoffs from the Kremlin. It is clip 8. Hardcore Democrat and liberal Dennis Kucinich about uranium, Russia, and the Clintons. Go.
Of all the work that I've seen done with respect to the foundation and possible conflicts, there's two areas that need to be looked at. One is the Saudi connection. Is Saudis giving money to the Clinton Foundation? Is that influencing U.S. policy in Syria, particularly with respect to the statements that Hillary Clinton has made of late about a no-fly zone? The second point is, all these attacks that have been going on by the Democratic Party against Russia, I just wonder the extent to which it may be to kind of misdirect public attention away from a uranium deal that the Clinton Foundation benefited from and that resulted in Russia controlling about 50% of U.S. uranium output. I mean, that's a serious issue. And in the meantime, we're getting all this baloney about Russia trying to hack the U.S. election.
So Dennis doesn't buy it, the baloney about the Russians hacking the emails. There it is from a hardcore Democrat who ran for president, not a supporter of Hillary Clinton, apparently. Let's go to the hotline now. Steve on the line checking in. Steve, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I have a constant observation for you, and that is, as I listen to Fox News, they say one thing. When I listen to ABC, NBC, CBS, the Clinton News Network, they don't even mention half of the stuff you're getting on Fox News. I'm dead serious, ladies and gentlemen. And O'Reilly makes it very clear, and I didn't believe him at first. He says, some of the stuff you're hearing here, you will never hear anyplace else. And so I took the challenge back here about 3 weeks ago, and all I can say is, oh, my God.
You only took the challenge 3 weeks ago? I mean, this is just coming to your attention? I mean, come on, Steve-O.
No, I believed it before, but I didn't believe it to the degree that I'm witnessing it.
Oh, they don't cover the news on the networks to speak of. I mean, let me ask you this. How is it? Hold on.
You are 100% correct, first of all. Now ask me.
Well, the question simply is, how is it that ABC, NBC, CBS have given almost no coverage at all to the Obamacare skyrocketing prices? We have to rely on the newspapers in Minneapolis and Cleveland and Tallahassee and these other swing states to make sure that the people that are voting in those places actually have access to the news, which is Obamacare rates going up. And that's just one easy example. Steve-O, I got to run. Greatly appreciate it. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. It is Free for All Friday for your entertainment and benefit. Who do you got there, Alex? All right, well, we'll just sit tight on that one for a second. We're up against the break anyway. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. I want to ask you about your personal tanglings with healthcare over the last 8 years. What has happened to you, whether it's directly involved with Obamacare? Have you been impacted? Have your rates gone up? Have you kept your doctor, lost your doctor? Have you saved $2,500? What's happened to you? I seriously want to know. And then we're going to hear Clarence Thomas in a rare interview. He makes comments about the nature of the Supreme Court in 2016 and whether or not it's morphed into something different from the time that he came onto the court. Clarence Thomas, we'll hear from him, plus so much more. And who's your pick for the football game tomorrow? The big game, of course, the rivalry, Michigan, Michigan State. Michigan State's had Michigan's number for a long time, but I think Jim Harbaugh might be ready for tomorrow. What do you think? It's Free for All Friday. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.